And I wondered if you could give us something of the flavour and spirit of life at Knowle when you were growing up there with your parents and your sisters.
Well, I suppose one of the things about growing up at Knowle, though this is something, of course, which one sees in retrospect, is we were very isolated. One sort of lived in this Fastbury house, and we didn't really have friends after play that I remember much, partly because we were quite self-sufficient, because there were five of us, and then Huff and Bridget, with their five, moved into the North Wing when we moved into the South. And so there were sort of 10 children sort of rattling around and actually sort of getting on, fighting, doing all the rest of it. But so we had enough contemporary relations. And my mother, I do remember being actually horrified, because I think I said to her when I was about sort of six, that's what, absolutely no point in having any friends. And she said, you can't say that. But you know, actually the fact of the matter was that, you know, there was enough to occupy our time. And although, of course, we all went through, as all children do, periods of great boredom. But there was an awful lot to get up to, if you like, at Knowle. And we had the run of a place, which was tremendous, because no health and safety, far too big for us to be supervised. And we made great friends with lots of people who were, you know, working there. But, you know, because Knowle then, I remember it very clearly, as being very largely self-sufficient. And, of course, there was tremendous amount of work, probably largely orchestrated by the National Trust. But, you know, there were carpenters, there were plumbers, there was sort of... There's a wonderful man called Dick Peck, who was responsible for doing all the lead work.